This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 5 days a week I do this, 3 hours a day, probably about 4 hours of prep. Producers involved, all kinds of talented people to bring you what we believe is one of the finest talk shows in America. And we're glad you're with us. You can find out more about the team at kjradio.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and, of course, the site for conservative social media, which is teapartycommunity.com. Anyway, I got to tell you about the left on Twitter. Actually, I want to tell you about the left on social media in general. Now, before I even get into that, I want to explain to you, and I've said it before, social media is so important. It is the media now of not only the left, it's the way even many people on the right get our news. And whether we like it or not, we've got to come to the technology age. So we're getting to the point where we get our news on smartphones. Have you checked the news on your phone at any time in the last month? Of course you have. I have. I have Yahoo News. I pull it up. It'll come up as a thing. Guess what? So-and-so just died. Because that's the way it is. And we get our, you know, kids and grandkids to help us to get plugged in. And we do the best we can. But we don't take nearly the advantage of it as the left does. And they're always looking for ways to keep us on our toes. So whether it's Face, it was MySpace for a while, right? And it was Facebook and Twitter. And then it became Instagram and Insta this and Maxi that and whatever else. And there's all kinds of stuff, honestly, that I don't know. And I quit playing the game. And I know that's why we're having a little more trouble than I'd like getting people to come over to teapartycommunity.com. But I'm going to tell you, the difference is most of those sites are set up by liberals. They will censor your thought. We don't. Now, back to social media. The left will say and do whatever they want in social media. I've been kicked off more social media platforms in a month than you probably will be in a lifetime because I'm so opinionated about my beliefs in conservatism. And it got to the point of where we stopped investing. We spent hundreds of hours on this site. I forget the name of it now. Starts with a Z, was it? Anyway, I can't remember. But we spent hundreds of man hours building up the people that paid attention to us, etc., and we kept getting kicked off. Then we were trying to be sneaky to get back on. I said, look, if we got to sneak around in order to get on a social media site, what good is it? It's social media to get our voices out there. They are stamping it out. But they say whatever they want, and it's no repercussion. So I'm arguing with this guy on Twitter, and he's mad at me because I fight back. He's upset. I defend my position. I go at him just as hard as he comes at me. Blah, 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 blah. You know, so I'm over the top. I'm all in. Every time he says something, bam, I'm smacking him down. And so at one point, I say to him, it's going to be so much fun when I block you. Because, see, that's the power you possess. The same way they have the power to kick you off, the power you have is to kick them off. And they can't stand it. You want to know why? Because they don't like not being in power. They don't like having that control over you. So you know what they say? They say, yeah, because you're just too chicken to fight. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you just got, you're roadkill. You are freaking roadkill. I'm in the rearview mirror going, ha, 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 because you've been run over. Use whatever metaphor you want. I have kicked the living crap out of you verbally, you know, through text. And you're sitting there, you want to block me because you're scared. But first of all, I'm not scared at you sitting behind a computer, okay? I would be crazy to be scared of anybody sitting behind a computer. Certainly, with my ability with language, I'm not afraid of you because I've already handed you your butt. You know, how many engraved platters with your butt on it do you need before you finally go, I've got enough to serve my entire family? So, that's number one. I have no fear of you because I'm 10 times smarter. But the second thing is, he implies that I'm afraid.
Oh, you're afraid.
Look, I have so many threats that come to me daily, weekly, monthly. Are you really? To find me is easy. It really is. I'm being honest with you. I'm not calling people out like, come over and do it. I'm just telling you, to find me on public schedule, you know, it won't take you 2 hours. It won't take you an hour of effort to find me. You know why people don't find me? Because they know that I'm serious when I say, you find me, you have just made a deal with the devil, buddy, because I'm telling you, you are not going to go home from this encounter. That's why. They know I'm serious. I get tired of cleaning up after the metaphorical carnage that I deal with these guys, and yet they still want a threat. They still want a threat. I have a life. I delete these people because I know it sends them into a frenzy.
Oh, I just got deleted by Kevin Jackson. He's afraid.
Yeah, really. Okay, we'll go back. Here's the thread. You let me know if I was afraid. No, I'm sick of you. I'm tired of cleaning up. It's like, you know, they're like babies and you left the diaper off of them. You ever been a father and the diaper, you didn't put the diaper on tight enough and suddenly you walk around, there's your little kiddo walking around the house and then you're like, oh, what is that he stepped in and it's his own doo-doo? That's the way I look at dealing with liberals. When they get into these, you're so mean and you're so mean-spirited, whatever. Okay, fine. See, I got to go clean up after their messes. But I'll tell you this. I make this challenge yet again. I've done it on my show. I used to do it all the time. People know it that have been listening to the program. If you are a leftist, let me know, and I will debate you anytime, anywhere. I'll come to your school. I'll come, you know, whatever. You got to fund it, but I'll come. And I'll debate you anytime, anywhere on any subject of around the politics. As you want to discuss it from a liberal point of view, and here's the other side to you folks. If you know of a leftist, you let me know, and I'll debate them, and I will destroy them, because that's what I do. And let me tell you something. For those of who are listening to this program and maybe have never heard me, how many people do you know will make that claim? I've never lost an argument to a liberal. I never will. You have a fighter that will fight until he has no more air in his breath, and he will be the metaphorical Mike Tyson in his prime forever. Never gonna lose. That's what you have here. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Landmark Capital Gold Group. It's who I invest with in precious metals. LandmarkGold.com. Check those guys out. If you have any inkling about putting your money into precious metals, and I suggest you do that. The economy, I get bored almost telling you what's happening here, but the fact of the matter is that we are in probably the worst economy in American history that's being covered up by massive debt, massive theft, too. And the only way to really protect yourself is to put your money into something that has withstood the test of time, no matter what has happened with the currencies. Gold has always been there. And I'll tell you, if you invested in gold 30, 40 years ago, you'd be shocked at what the value would be now. So put 10% of your portfolio into this and watch what happens. You're going to have something to give to your kids, but you'll certainly have a nest egg and, you know, something to hold on to that is not going to be, quite frankly, devaluing the way we are at risk of the dollar devaluing. So check them out. Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com, 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411. So I was talking earlier about this video clip we ran. Guy goes into a store, steals. Dude comes out of nowhere, no cops. Boom, cold cocks him, takes his product back. And two reactions. One, way to go. Glad he got, instantaneous you know, justice, and people were, he's not coming back to that store and all that, you know, that kind of thing. And then there was a second phase. Oh, man, he's going to own that store. And we know that because, you know what, we live in a time that we've let liberals run crazy, and liberals now are the good guys. The bad guy has become the good guy. That is what that story essentially said to me. Because you know what? I don't give two rats, hair, butt, whatever. You find your metaphor about the guy that got that stole, and I don't care. Other than I don't want him shot, but for somebody to come out and cold cock him and then get to go out on the street and say, "Don't go into that store," that's exactly what you would want. But we don't live in that society. We live in a society where a woman can get four people killed on her watch, deny it, essentially say, I don't care about getting 600 messages from a guy. I killed two of our most valued Americans, Navy SEALs, and two other people, including an ambassador, and nobody cares. We live in a time when you can run guns into Mexico, which we'll talk about that, Fast and Furious, and you have to petition. You have to petition the government to get the documents so you can see what they were actually doing. And it took 4 years, but they finally released that. This is the time we live in. We live in a time when people look at a guy like Michael Brown and say he wasn't really stealing because, you know what, and Prop 47 in California says, well, if it's under $950, it's just a misdemeanor. It's no big deal. And, oh, by the way, if he goes out and he accosts a cop, who cares? No harm, no foul. We don't care about cops. Cops just kill black people. I could go on and on, folks, about the craziness of liberalism that has created these situations that have us scratching our well-scarred heads, or scratching them. and we allow it, and we keep wondering why the lunacy. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know how long we'll do. I may do an entire show on this idea around what the liberals are doing. It is this planned, this constant campaigning. It's the constant sell of an erroneous message, right? You wonder why you constantly hear about global climate change, you know, and how it changes and nuances the words. It used to be global warming, and before that it was, you know, environmental, whatever. I don't know what they called it, but it was something different. You want to know why? It is a constant campaign, a constant tweaking of the message. How do we soften it? How do we make people accept the things that we want them to accept? And You say to yourselves, man, and Kevin, it's from all directions. You're exactly right. They will never let up on capitalism. They will never let up on voter ID. They will never let up on immigration. They will never let up on refugees, which, by the way, valid voter ID is as silly of a discussion as talking about why Macy's shouldn't open a store in Chicago, you know, or whatever. It's completely innocuous. It has nothing to do with anything. We should never be discussing the concept that black people can't get an ID. But we do. The left knows that it is not disenfranchisement of black folks to ask them to get an ID. But they're not going to let up. If you think that message is going to let up, you are wrong. The only way that message will let up is when you ridicule it to the point where it sounds, quote, racist, because it is, if you allow it to happen. If a Democrat says that, it has to have such a backlash that they go, oh, don't say that. That doesn't poll well with black people. When you talk about refugees and the idea that we have terror cells in all 50 states, we have thousands of people on watch lists, thousands more that aren't on there that should be, and we're still talking about letting people in, and the idea of you protecting yourselves and wanting to stop, you know, to take a look at this program and say, whoa, we can't be resettling people that want to kill us our midst. Oh, that's not humanitarian or whatever. They're going to continue to sell that. They're going to continue to sell the idea that taxing you and giving that money to some deadbeat who's got 14 kids by 12 different women is the best way to go. They're going to continue to sell the idea that spending is the way to get out of debt, and on and on. They're going to continue to sell the idea that people that quit looking for jobs are no longer part of the job force. These are the lunacy. This is the lunacy of leftism that continues, and you ask yourself, why don't they let that go? That's just a stupid, specious argument. Because they're never going to let it go. That's the deal. It will not be let go. Because the only way to train you is they must continually drone in the craziness of these ideas, and eventually you start saying,
I guess there is something to be said for, a kid not having his daddy and raping and killing people.
What? I didn't have my daddy. I don't want to rape and kill anybody. Many white kids don't have their fathers. But what? Is not having a father, is that something that's only to blacks? No. There are many kids that lose their dads. They lose them for a variety of reasons. And is it impactful? Absolutely it's impactful. Me not having my father was impactful to me. But I had my grandfather. There are role models. Society can take over, and it doesn't have to be government. Society takes over with fatherhood and motherhood in many ways. Sometimes it's the grandparents. In my case, it was. Sometimes it's a big brother or a big sister or an aunt or an uncle. But let me tell you what it doesn't have to be and what it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be government. Government should not be taking over people's lives and saying, I'm going to become big brother, as we like to call him. And it certainly shouldn't be anybody's doggone daddy or mother. You notice we always talk about government being a daddy. We never talk about it being a mother. Interesting to me. That's another concept we'll cover at another time. When we come back, I want to talk about Bill Clinton, this whole situation with Donald Trump versus Cruz. I'm going to tell you, we can dedicate a lot of the show to that today because there's so much discussion around it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Manual Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Manual Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, on July 16th. Now, this is right after President Trump travels to the NATO summit in Brussels, Belgium, and to the United Kingdom. Retired four-star General Jack Keane told Fox Business what needs to be at the top of the agenda for the president.
I think the number one topic that will be addressed, which is also the one I think should be addressed, is Syria. And the reason is that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed there, 9 to 10 million people displaced from their homes, Maria, and it's a human catastrophe. The Obama administration walked away from it because they wouldn't assist the Syrian moderates when they had the upper hand.
Shocking new video was released of a police officer standing outside Stephen Paddock's hotel room at the Mandalay Bay last October as Paddock shot concertgoers. The police officer's actions and inactions are being reviewed by the Las Vegas Police Department. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. Hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time? My producer's like, you get paid to say yeah. Yeah. In fact, you make more than I do, which I don't mind. It's okay. White privilege. Anyway, I was talking about just the craziness of the world. Let me give you a situation that's happening in Wackademia. I talk about Wackademia in my second book. And also my third book. But in my second book, I talk about it from the standpoint of how much money is spent on just craziness of it. Actually, I'm wrong. Race pimping. I talk about the money spent in diversity in Wackademia, and that's what this subject is about. And this is from academia.org. UCLA professor unravels diversity sham. In the latest issue of the Chronicle Review, UCLA historian Russell Jacoby offers some insights into the campus diversity craze that are actually refreshing. And here's what he says. Jacoby asks, should all quarters of society demographically and reflect all other quarters? Why? Should there be more pacifists in the military? Fewer Indian motel owners? As well, Jacoby notes, inasmuch as academic leftists champion diversity, a certain irony must be signaled. For decades, they have poured scorn on essentialism and posited that all identity is constructed. After years of postmodern guff, the arguers reversed themselves. You are your group identity. Essentialism, pure and simple. You're your group identity. Going back to what I was talking about the other day with Dolezal. You can be who you want to be. You want to be, you're white, you want to be black. If you can get away with it. You black, you want to be white. Do it. As long as you don't tell people that that's what your goal is. If you can pass, pass, but shut up. Keep your mouth shut. It's funny how it goes back and forth, but the rules change depending upon the direction. You know what I'm saying? But they want everything even. Again, I was in California and, I bet you five, I was trying to find a hotel. It was packed. And five of the hotels we went to, owned by Indians. Now, I didn't go, this is an outrage. I think these Indians just don't want to let me in because I'm black. It was like, no. I just thought, wow, it's amazing how many Indians own hotels, you know, motels around here. And I sure wish I knew one that could get me in. Hey, Alibaba or Benji, whatever, can you hook a brother up? Anyway, he says, of course. He does not let conservatives off the hook. Although, even here, he does make an interesting point. And here's a quote. Conservatives say they are underrepresented among college professors, he writes. Oddly, they, or the researchers who support their argument, do not target student populations for disparities where the issue first arose. I don't know what he's trying to say there. Says, of course, he dismisses attempts to track the imbalance of faculty of those to the right of center. What's next, the guy writes. A study showing English professors prefer shopping at Whole Foods to Walmart. He's trying to minimize the idea that in Wackademia, it's obvious there's not enough conservative thinkers. And, of course, it's producing the very problem that's being created in America, but no harm, no foul. It's too difficult to read this story on the radio. It really is, because it's a guy writing about a guy. So I apologize in advance for that. But let me just get to the crux of it. The crux of it is that when academia is forced to study itself and look at everything that it talks about in terms of society, you know what it finds out? It's more racist than regular society. It's more classist than regular society. It's more misogynist than a regular society. It's got all the problems that regular society has on steroids. All of them. There's not enough black faculty. There's not enough black students. How could you get away with this in any other thing except government-sanctioned indoctrination? How could you get away with this? Oh, by the way, and produce an inferior product. See, Google, the reason why Google doesn't struggle with this as an issue is because Google looks for excellence. Google says, hey, you come in, we want to hire you. If you're excellent, you get hired. Well, Google, you only seem to have a lot of Indian and Chinese men, and you got a few white guys, but, you know, not enough white women, not enough, whatever. And they're like, okay, but you know any? But in Wackademia, where the numbers are going down every year, year after year, I mean the height to jump, to get over the academic bar is that of a white man jumping. It ain't like Michael Jordan here. It's Larry Bird, okay? Oh, yeah, I took it racial. Anyway, what I'm telling you folks is academia looks at itself and says, uh-oh, here's what what's going on with this, and I'm going to try to make sense of it. He says, nevertheless, he notes an interesting trend documented in a study last year. The ratio of Democrats to Republicans or liberals to conservatives went from 1-to-1 in the 1920s, 2-to-1 in the 1950s, 14-to-1 in the year 2010. What do you think it is in 2016? You see that trend line? 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 14-to-1. Where's Wackademia going to be in the next 40 years at the present rate? Why are we funding this? And you know what I talked about earlier? Al Sharpton, either today or yesterday or whenever, but Al Sharpton wants academia to be free. So he wants you to pay so that we can continue to hire more liberal professors, get them tenure so they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and teach that to your children. That's what they want. And you see the trend line. And then you wonder why I tell you, you got to talk to these fools. You got to talk to these liberals. You can't back down from them. Because when you're not talking to them, let me tell you who is. The media is. Politicians are. Hillary Clinton, every time they hold a rally, it's an indoctrination. It's doubling down on all these bad policies and trying to convince these in Hillary's case, the 50 or so people that show up, how bad we are. And in Bernie's case, a couple thousand college kids who are all ready. They're salivating. They're oh yeah, we can't wait. Woo-hoo, we can't wait to get the free stuff. And so when you don't talk to them, the politicians succeed. The liberal media succeeds because their goal is very simple. To divide us. And they've done that. What do we call Obama? Come on. He's a great divider. There's hardly a person that can argue that we are more separate now than prior to Obama. The only way you'd argue that is if you're just trying to make, you just want to be a contrarian. Okay, Kevin, whatever you say, I'm going to say the opposite. Because the fact of the matter is, we are more polarized as a nation under Barack Obama. And he did it. It wasn't like it came out of nowhere. Barack Obama started it. He started talking about black issues as if black issues were separate from white issues. I love it when they tell him, oh, Kevin, you know, this criminal justice thing is a black issue. Let me tell you who gets arrested in China. The poor people of China. The poor people who are put in bad circumstances, who commit bad acts. They get arrested. You want to know who it is in Scandinavia? It isn't blacks. It's Scandinavians. The Irish. You want to see some scrappy little poor people? Go to the Irish. The Irish will kick your butt, man, and take your wallet as quick as any black dude. That's who's being arrested in Ireland. It ain't a bunch of Negroes. This is not a black issue. It's an Irish issue. You know who the cops stump the heads of? They don't import black people so they can beat them up and go, see, Irish, we ain't going to touch y'all. We're going to beat up these Negroes. No, they beat up the Irish. There is no such thing as a black problem. There is a societal problem that impacts a certain people based on their circumstances. End of story. But Obama, the great divider, wants you to believe it's a black issue, or it's a woman issue, or it's a gay issue. No, it's not. It's an American issue that is more than likely, it is 99.9% brought on by liberalism and or liberal policies. That's the deal. They want to tell you, oh, it's a gun problem. No, it isn't. We don't have gun problems. We have stupid liberal problems because stupid liberals get guns. They don't obey the rules and they misuse, pardon me, they misuse everything. They're the ones who misuse alcohol. I talk to my kids. My oldest son, he's 26 years old. He still has never taken a drink in his life. None of my kids, you guys will think I'm lying, they've never been drunk. Never. They understand the rules of alcohol. My oldest son just doesn't drink. He's old enough. He just says, I have no need for it. Very religious kid. Anyway, the liberals will tell you, it's guns. Obama's been, you know, he's the best gun salesman in the history of the Republic. And he's ruined more relationships than internet porn. The only person who may be challenging at this point is Donald Trump. Because, man, we got some people that are just dyed in the wool. You know, you say something negative against Trump. But I'm going to forgive them for the time being because I'm going to give them a chance to redeem themselves. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a grandmother, too. I don't have any jokes about it because they live with us and it's not funny. The hot flashes are so bad, I thought global warming was my fault. Al Gore has been following me for 3 days. The doctor, he said, you're going to the change your life. Change your life. Girls, remember when you went through puberty, they told you you were becoming a woman? You go through the change your life, they don't tell you what you're becoming. I'm becoming my father.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Go check it out. We got stories up there. We got our guest. You can, in fact, when we start doing more in comedy, I cannot wait, because that's going to be a trip for you guys. It really is. comedians on all the time, which we do. We have Tim Wilkins on. We're going to start having Brad Stein on more. He's with me on tour and many others. So looking forward to it. Anyway, I played that clip because it's no longer okay to be sexist. You're called a misogynist if you are. It's no longer okay to be racist because you're called, well, a racist if you are. And then what is it about ageist? Is it okay to be ageist? You know, hate the old people. You know who hates the old people? Just in case while we're just chatting amongst ourselves. It would be your leftists. The progressives, folks. The liberals. The leftists. They only like their old. In other words, they'll take Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or whatever, but they hate our old. These are the people who will throw grandma off the train, throw grandma over the mountain. They will kill you to get your inheritance. They will kill you to get insurance money. If you're old, you're going to live in a home. You ain't going to stay with your kids. Your kids want nothing to do with you. They're texting while grandma's there. You see your grandma's, whatever. They don't care. They don't want to know the history of the family. They have no questions for their great-grandparents. They're just the old wrinkled people in the corner that show up and smell up that part of the house. I remember when I would see my great-grandfather, I would beam. I love taking care of my great-grandfather, man. I had heard stories about him in his youth. And, you know, I never saw him in that youth, but he was strong when I met him. But then he became, you know, very feeble as he got older. And I so enjoyed when he would hold my arm and have to walk with me over to a bench when we'd have family reunions. And then we'd sit and talk for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. All the other kids were playing. I wanted to talk to him. My nickname was Buck. He like, Buck, you know, and it just all this wisdom. In fact, the things that I live by to this day, I'm talking about the things that set my core, were set by my great-grandfather. Never forget, he said, come here, I want all you boys to come here. We came over, he goes, I'm going to tell you a couple things. Never want you to forget them. And I've never forgotten them. He said, your woman will do what you do. If you go catting around, she going to go catting around. If you gonna lie, she gonna lie. You gonna be lazy, she gonna be lazy. See, that's number one. And number two, he said, if a woman ever offers you a breath mint, take it. I swear, we fell out laughing. And he was dead serious. Oh, my goodness. Even to this day, it cracks me up when Papa called everybody over to get all the men. He called all the men. Come here. I want all the men to come over here. You too. I was young. I was like 14. And he gave me those words of wisdom. Left men, the left, they hate their old. They do. Let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi is old. But they want to pretend to be young. They hate getting old so bad. Look, I don't mind people. We want to do it. I stay fit. You know, I do that. But I don't mind aging. I understand it's a process. I really do. I don't fear it, per se. Look, I look in the mirror and go, dang, dude, you know, you ain't as young and pretty as you used to be. I mean, I'm still pretty, but I ain't as pretty as I used to be. If I was competing against my younger self, I would lose. Okay, let me put it that way. But I'm just saying, you know, some of these people, like Nancy Pelosi's face is so tight, if she pops a stitch, she will blow her brains out. You know she would. Her head would explode. Pow! She looks like she's 15 years younger than she is, but she walks her age. You know what I'm saying? You know those people that they can do the breast enhancements, they can do all the other stuff, the facelifts, the whole deal. But she still walks her age because your body finally just goes, hey, look, I can't handle this. That's it. But the left, they hate old people, which is why they are content to fool themselves. They don't want to do what old people do. You want to know what old people do? Old people enjoy a life well lived. They're replete with memories. They reflect on the old times. They love their kids, their grandkids. They cannot wait to see them. You know why liberals do not enjoy getting old? they haven't had a life well lived. It's really that simple. They're bitter people, caught up in getting ahead at the expense of others. Look, we get caught up, we want to, you know, live good lives and stuff like that, but not at the expense of others. Liberals are caught up in acquiring power and prestige. And you know what they end up? One word. Miserable. Okay, two words. Friendless. I have more words, too. Their families don't like them. Their friends don't like them. They may have one friend that just tolerated them because that's another liberal. They're like, we tolerated each other for 70 years. They're fakes, man. The only thing they have left are their so-called legacies, and those legacies are frauds. I'm telling you the way it is. Anyway, there was a lady in 2012, Ashton Applewhite. She was invited to speak at a performance festival whose theme this year was so scary that friends of the organizer warned her she would lose all of her subscribers. She's a big-time blogger. And the topic was on aging. Yeah, it was on aging, getting old. But, as it turned out, the naysayers were wrong. Subscriptions to the festival tripled, confirming what Applewhite already knew from her work as a public speaker, a performer, and an author since 2008. She wrote a book called This Chair Rocks. It's an anti-aging blog. And she published the book, which is built around it, I should have said. And it's a self-described manifesto that she hopes makes people think about aging differently. See, the reason why the left, look, we all understand aging. And conservatives, I'm telling you, we are the ones that, they're the grandparents that are like, "Ooh, we can't wait for Christmas. We get to see all the grandkids and we get to see the great grandkids. We get to bring family together." They're the ones that keep in touch. Now, look, I'm not saying liberals can't do that, but they do it so less frequently. If you see the happy family getting together over Thanksgiving and Christmas, etc., I'm telling you, it is run by conservatives. It is mostly conservatives. Liberals are getting, "Kevin, you think you know anything." I'm just telling you what observation. The government ain't going to take a poll on happiness between liberals and conservatives. If they do, it'll be a lie. You know, liberals are happier because they're all liberal. No, they're not. They're miserable people. I mean, life can suck and then you die for whoever you are. But with conservatives, we find happiness. We really do. We look for happiness until we met up with the libs. Anyway, the whole thing about aging is the same way the feminine mystique helped catalyze the women's movement a while back. And what they're talking about now is starting an ageist movement. Because the left, they discriminate against age except with the powerful left. Those are the ones. They love George Soros. But if George Soros were poor, working man, he'd be in forced retirement. That sucker would be at an old folks' home in Siberia. Nobody would care about him. But now, man, he's the boy. You know what I mean? Applewhite says her goal is absurdly ambitious. She wants to travel the country trying to reverse negative stereotypes about growing old. Growing old is a fact of life. Get used to it. I mean, every decade I say to myself, "Wow, man, dude, woo." But I get used to it. I go, "You know what? You just can't do those things you used to do. You got to take, everything's different. It's just the way it is. But don't be upset about it, baby. It's okay. It's okay. God is good. And you know you're getting closer to that day. You know what I'm talking about. It's okay, y'all. Gotta run. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.